such a friendly target today?
Just all 10 guys doing their job, all 11 guys, myself included. So we just went out there, executed today, and we just had fun doing it. So we just trusted the plan, went out there, let it loose. We're balanced with the attack, run game, and the passing. And Kendall did a great job getting open. So he just keeps telling me to stick with him on some of those option routes that he has. And I did, and I just trusted it. And he went up and made great catches today. So that's what we expect out of Kendall, just to continue to get open for us and make great catches. And the O-line did a great job up front all day.
How big was it to get in the end zone on the first drive of the game?
It, really big. So we want to start fast and finish fast. So to just get the ball, drive down, we had pretty good field position. Thanks to our defense, they played well all game. And, yeah, that's how you want to operate, going down, score first drive of the game. We were really just focused on today. So we put the pass behind us, and then just one drive at a time today. So we had a great week of practice, and I feel like that just trickled throughout the week, the positive energy, and the guys just came together, and we were able to make a lot of plays today. So we weren't going to dwell on the pass and what we didn't do. We can learn from our mistakes, and it was able to allow us to be more effective today.
Is it fair to say that you guys were more aggressive today offensively?
Sure, it's fair to say. Everyone's got opinions.
What do you feel
accurate
like?
To say that?
It's accurate. What's up?
How much of a boost did Adam?
Yeah, we just need to spread the ball around. We got a lot of great weapons on offense. Adam, Dion, the big tight ends. We just got to continue to utilize them and spread the ball around with our receivers. And I think it all starts when we get the run game going, and the O-line is playing really well up front. So Adam did a great job. When I threw the ball in his way, he was coming down with it every single time. So it was awesome, and I guess it's just a tribute to the extra work we put in before and after practice, me and him just getting on the same page.
Any extra emphasis for you on third down, whether it's preparation during the week, if you're getting certain third downs?
Always. Always.
How's that going for you?
Every single week. Everybody knows third down's money down, especially for quarterbacks. It's usually a known passing situation. When you're not third and short yardage. So everyone in the building knows it's a pass. So how well are you going to operate your play? And do you know what the defense is doing on the other side of the ball? So you just study third down extra close to get a good sense what the defense is doing every time. And if the other 10 guys do their job, it makes my job a lot easier. And that's what allows us to be effective on third down. Yeah, definitely. I mean, the receivers are going to get open eventually if the O-line gives me time back there, and that's why I was able to find them today, because they did such a great job. I had a lot of time back there in the pocket, and that allowed the receivers to really operate in their routes and get open.
What were the Bengals doing from a coverage standpoint most of the day?
Cover two, cover three, mix it up with Buzz, brought some pressure, but we knew they were banged up on that side of the ball, so we just wanted to take advantage and really focus on ourselves and execute. So they did a good job of mixing it up, and they threw a couple different things that we haven't seen, but you just continue to roll with it like we do throughout the games.
What's that huddle like in the third and fourth quarter? I mean, you haven't been in this situation since college.
Mm-hmm.
What was that kind of mentality like?
It was exciting. Stepping into the huddle, just continue to play with confidence. We were just vibing off each other within the huddle, and everyone had that positive look in their eye, and everybody wanted the ball. The linemen wanted the ball to be ran behind them. The receivers wanted the ball in the hands, and the running back wanted it. So when everyone has that hunger, that desire to just want to go out and execute the next play, it makes it fun on offense.
Mitch, what do you do to savor a win at this point in your career? You know, when they're hard to come by. You obviously got to win.
Yeah, for sure. But we play on Saturday this week, so it's going to be a shorter week by one day. So for me, it's to enjoy this because you expect the win. You put all the hard work in. And it's good to reap the rewards from putting in a lot of hard work this week. But you got to move on, watch the film tonight, get over it, and then get back on for Detroit on a short week.
Can you talk about the crowd outside today?
Yeah, that was awesome. Seemed like all the Bengals fans left, and then it was just the Bears fans. So I really noticed that before the game too. I was like, wow, there's a lot of Bears fans here. And, I mean, what a tribute to them to support us throughout this tough season. And we want to put a good performance onto them because they travel so well. So thanks to Bears Nation, and we just got to keep it rolling.
Mitch, you know, we've talked with Dal about you celebrating small victories when the wins weren't there to sort of validate the process. But when the win is there, how important is that to you? It's just in terms of validating the growth that you're grinding for.
Yeah. I don't know about the validation part because I feel like that's kind of on the outside, but I really just feel confident about I'm getting better each week. And it's from the play, but I get feedback from my teammates and from them just looking at me and I can tell that they're confident in me, and I just feel like my play is getting a little bit better each week, and I know how to prepare, and I just need to go out there and execute and just do exactly what I'm coached. So I feel like I'm getting better each week, and for us to come out with a win, that's the most important thing for me, for the team to get a win.
On the touchdown that you ran for, what did you see to keep it?
Yeah, it was a read option, read the defensive end. He crashed down. Tribute to the O-line and Jordan just creating holes all day, and I just pulled one and ran the end zone. It's exactly how it's supposed to work.
Second half, you have the lead. Dallas still giving you guys some pass plays. You're still taking shots downfield. Does that speak to kind of your growth and maybe some of the confidence that's been building here?
Yeah, I think that's just how we want to evolve as offense. I feel like they trust me that I'm going to take care of the football and make great decisions. So, yeah. My teammates did a great job all day having my back, and I know that when we're staying aggressive, you need to stay aggressive, but we're also taking care of the football. So it's just taking calculated shots, calculated risks, and just being efficient with the football. So the other 10 guys on offense did their job, and that's what allowed us to stay aggressive throughout the whole game.
All good. Thanks.